The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. And first, from Woman's Day, your fall bucket list. It's a new season, and this one autumn has so many opportunities for having fun and staying well. Check off these seasonal to-dos for a happier, healthier you. And there are three. First, pick some apples. If there's an apple orchard nearby, make a day of it. Walking up and down through the apple groves is a fun way to get in touch, to get in those steps. And you'll also get the health bonus of nature. Plus, you'll leave with a nutritious bounty. Apples are an excellent source of fiber and heart-healthy plant compounds. Go camping. The milder weather of fall makes it the perfect time to really soak up nature's benefits. Study after study shows that spending time in the great outdoors can be a boon for our total well-being. For example, it helps dial down stress and anxiety, which can impact our physical health over time if we don't get a handle on it. With camping, you can enjoy the natural world in so many different ways. Go on a leaf-peeping hike, dip your toes in a creek, and chill out with some stargazing. And the third one, very practical, get a flu shot. If you haven't done so already, schedule this very important jab, especially if you have heart disease or risk factors for it. Studies show that having the flu can up the risk of serious cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke in people who are already at heightened risk. Influenza triggers inflammation that can cause issues that may be harmful to the heart, such as blood clots and elevated blood pressure. But getting a flu shot is associated with a 34% lower risk of having one of those major cardiac events, says a recent study in JAMA, that's the Journal of American Medicine, Network Open. Experts say it's ideal to get vaxxed by the end of October. And then there's a little did you know, lakes and oceans are warmest as the summer season ends. How about one last dip? Swimming in natural waters caters to your body and your mind. Good housekeeping. Cozy and spooky fall reads. It's creepy season, but not everyone likes a fright. That's why we've got great reads for Ghostbusters and more soothing fare for people who prefer to leaf peep. Happy reading. And there are several here. Let's see. A two real ghost story here. Night Side of the River, Ghost Stories by Jeanette Winterson. Winterson. Turn off the lights and immerse yourself in the spine-tingling delights of this frighteningly modern ghost story collection. Blurring the lines between nonfiction and campfire tale, this book imagines what would happen if there really were a ghost in the machine. Next, a romantic comedy, also known as a rom-com, Stars in Your Eyes, by Kaylen Callender, C-A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R. Maddie Cole is America's newest sweetheart and is struggling to find his way. Logan Gray is the bad boy the internet loves to hate. When they're cast as love interests in a new romance, the production's success rests on the two of them selling their chemistry, especially after Logan publicly slams Maddie's talent. This is a will-they-won't-they like you've never read before. A family drama, Happiness Falls, by Angie Kim, K-I-M. When her nonverbal brother returns bloodied and alone from a hike with their father, Mia doesn't call the cops right away. She's got a ton of explanations for where her hyper-responsible dad might be, but they all unravel over the days and weeks that follow. Their family has secrets, but it turns out her dad did too in this missing person story that's so much more than that. A Good Housekeeping Reads book club pick. Midnight is the Darkest Hour by Ashley Winstead, W-I-N-S-T-E-A-D. Having grown up in Bottom Springs, Louisiana, as the daughter of the town's most beloved preacher, Ruth Cornier knows a little something about the community she's about the community's desperation for answers. Excuse me. She's always been an outcast. Her only friend, the brooding Everett, who left town years ago only to return semi-annually to break Ruth's heart all over again. When a skull is uncovered in the nearby swamp, surrounded by strange symbols, the town believes it's the mythical Low Man, a vampire-like creature said to haunt Bottom Springs. But as Ruth and Everett get closer to the truth of what happened, they realize the demons they should really fear are flesh and blood, some of them at the highest levels of their society, and all of them more dangerous than any myth they could dream up. This is a well-woven tale of love and lust, dark impulses, and darker deeds. Pro tip, read this one with all the lights on unless you never want to sleep again. A dark comedy called Death Valley by Melissa Broder, B-R-O-D-E-R. Grab a tall glass of water before cracking open this surreal, darkly funny novel about a woman who gets lost in the desert looking for a towering cactus that has an annoying habit of appearing and disappearing. It may be a portal, an oracle, or something just as impossible as a saguaro growing in California. Read to find out. A piece of historical fiction, Let Us Descend, by Jesmyn Ward, W-A-R-D. After Annis is sold by the enslaver who fathered her, she begins a harrowing journey from his Carolina estate through the slave markets of New Orleans to a sugar plantation in Louisiana. The memory of her beloved mother and her lost lover, as well as stories of her African warrior ancestors, bear her up, and she meets spirits who comfort and cajole her, strengthening her battered will. This luminous masterwork from one of our best living writers is not to be missed. A feel-good book club pick, Land of Milk and Honey, by C. Pam Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G. A thick smog descends upon the world. Crops wither and die. Livestock starve, and food becomes nothing more than sustenance. One floundering chef mourns the loss of not only flavors, but her career. When she's hired to cook for a secluded colony of the global elite, she rediscovers that ingredients can be alchemy, and her body's appetites reawaken. But soon enough, her enigmatic employer and his brilliant daughter entice the chef into a world where decadence isn't dead, but neither is greed. As she learns more about her employer's business and their host country's ire over it, the chef has to decide where her allegiances truly lie and how much she can trust these people to whom she may owe her life. Grab a snack before reading this fresh and ultimately hopeful take on one vision of climate change and how humanity might persevere. A feminist thriller called Rouge by Mona Awad, A-W-A-D. When Belle returns to Southern California to deal with her late mother's estate and staggering debt, a cryptic invite to a life-changing spa treatment awaits her. But the dizzying descent into the darker side of the mirror that comes next is a complete surprise. This commentary on beauty, envy, and grief feels like a Brothers Grimm fairy tale for the modern age. And last, a historical mystery, The Unmasking of June Farrow by Adrienne Young, Young. June has grown up under the shadow of her family's curse, so when she starts seeing things, she fears that it has come for her at last. But then she walks through a door she always assumed was an illusion, and into a world of possibilities for the past as well as the future. Come for the fresh twist on time travel, stay for the love story. From Woman's Day, protect your family and home. Fire Prevention Week is October 8th to 14th. It's a great time to start taking the important steps needed to prevent dangerous situations. Start with these tips from firefighter paramedic Lori Boyd. Install smoke detectors and test them regularly. They're crucial in alerting your family to smoke or fire in your home. As an easy way to remember when to test, do it right after you change your clocks for daylight savings time. Store flammable materials safely. Keep fuels such as gasoline and propane in approved containers and store them in well-ventilated areas away from ignition sources. Try to avoid storing large quantities of flammable liquids in the house. And create a fire escape plan. Identify multiple escape routes from each room, especially bedrooms, and designate a meeting point outside the house. Practice your plan regularly with the whole family. From Good Housekeeping, protect your privacy. Reduce the flow of personal information from your devices with these general steps. On your phone, limit location tracking. Tell apps to stop collecting digital breadcrumbs on your every move, or to do so only when you actually need GPS. In iPhones, go to Settings, then Privacy, then Location Services, then Turn Off or Adjust by App. For Android phones, go to Settings, Location, App Location Permissions, and then Turn Off or Adjust by App. Tell apps to stop asking about tracking. Give an automatic no to tracking requests. For iPhones, go to Settings, Privacy, Tracking, Turn Off Allow Apps to Request to Track. And in Android, Settings, Privacy, More Privacy Settings, Ads, and then Delete Advertising ID. Adopt digital minimalism. Delete apps you don't use and download only new ones that score high on privacy. In the Apple App Store, review apps' privacy pledges with privacy nutrition labels. And in Google Play, check out apps' data safety sections under their descriptions. On your virtual assistant, delete your voice history. Apple Siri and Google Assistant keep audio recordings only if you opt in to improve their services, but you have to opt out to stop Alexa from keeping them. For Apple Siri, in Home app, go to Settings, Siri History, Delete Siri History. In Google Assistant, ask, "Hey Google, are you saving my audio data?" And for Amazon Alexa, in app, go to Settings, Alexa Privacy, Manage Your Alexa Data, Voice Recordings, opt in to enable deletion by voice. Then say, "Alexa, delete everything I've ever said." And on your laptop and computer, use a pro-privacy browser or a tracker blocker. Switch to a browser like Safari or Firefox to better protect your privacy. Or add a tracker blocker such as Privacy Badger or uBlock Origin to keep more of your data to yourself. From Woman's Day, Health Checklist. Say yes to a daytime snooze. These are 5 little wellness moves to make right now. Daytime snooze. It turns out that habitual nappers have larger brains. Researchers aren't exactly sure why this is, but brain matter shrinkage is accelerated in people with dementia. For the biggest brain boost, limit your naps to 30 minutes. Measure BP to at home. A computer simulation projects that home blood pressure monitoring, along with interventions like telecounseling, could lower myocardial infarction cases by 4.9% and stroke events by 3.8% over 20 years compared with the usual care for adults with high blood pressure. So ask your doc what BP cuff to buy, then bring it in and have them show you how to use it. Outsource caregiving duties. When you're caring for an aging or ill family member, it can be tough to stay on top of everything. Consider using a service like Silver Bills to keep track of and pay your loved one's bills so you can focus on your time together. Visit silverbills.com, that's SilverBills.com, to see if it has a plan that fits your needs. Plan family game nights. Board games that involve numbers like Monopoly and Chutes and Ladders improve kids' math skills. In fact, a new study found that when 3 to 9-year-olds played these types of games several times a week, they got better at counting adding and recognizing number values. To try new games without commitment, you can borrow some from your library. And grab some weights. It doesn't matter whether you opt for lighter dumbbells and more repetitions, or heavier weights and fewer reps. A new review of research found that either option, as long as effort is high, will build strength and muscle mass. If you're new to lifting, take a class at your gym or at a community center. From Good Housekeeping, paint a wall-to-wall headboard. Mimic the impact of a piece of furniture with a rich color on the wall and baseboard behind a bed. And their picture shows a quarter-inch painted line, I believe that line is either navy blue or black, in between the two colors. They've got an off-white for the top part of the wall, and then from about waist level down, they've got a cheerful green, Farrow and Ball's breakfast room green, to be exact. The goal was to enhance the look of my simple bed frame, says Julie Rose, an interior designer. For depth, Rose installed a plug-in wall sconce and used a sewing table as a nightstand. From Woman's Day, a couple of dates to be aware of coming up here. World Mental Health Day is on the 10th of October. And on the 14th, Costume Swap Day, to get ready for your Halloween party or your kids trick-or-treating. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Closet, new and improved. The most wanted makeup, skin, hair, or fragrance find to cross our desks this month. It's healing hands. It says that it will heal hands. Since its founding in 1992, the Estee Lauder Company's breast cancer campaign, along with its charitable foundation, has funded more than $118 million in breast cancer research, medical services, and education. Support its vital mission this Breast Cancer Awareness Month with the classic Aveda Hand Relief Moisturizing Cream. That's A-V-E-D-A. A Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab Hand Cream Test winner. For the breast cancer campaign, half the purchase price will be donated to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Good Housekeeping Lab note, the formula, made with nourishing plant oils and calming aloe, raised skin hydration levels by 33% in lab measurement with the corneometer device. Testers gave it high ratings for its fast-absorbing texture and the fact that it left skin soft and silky smooth. It's a Aveda Hand Relief Moisturizing Cream with Rosemary Mint Aroma, $20, at Aveda.com, A-V-E-D-A.com. From Woman's Day, keep an eye out for these symptoms of breast cancer. Getting mammograms regularly may help you detect breast cancer before symptoms appear, but it's still a good idea to tell your doctor ASAP if you notice any of these breast changes. Thickening or dimpling of skin, areas of redness or swelling or flaky skin, an itchy, painful, or tender breast, nipple discharge that is not breast milk, including blood, a nipple that is flat, blistering, scaling, inverted, or unusually red, a change in the size or shape of the breast, a lump in the breast or underarm, especially one that's hard and immovable, or a swollen lymph node near the armpit. So important. From Woman's Day, mix up your own skincare all-stars. We've got all the ingredients you need for radiant skin right in our kitchen. Follow these recipes from Kim Wright, skincare supervisor at the Woodlands Spa and Salon at Nema Colon in Farmington, Pennsylvania. And there are two for body. Maple Sugar Body Glow. Mix 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, and 1/2 cup coconut oil. Rub over your body in the shower, then rinse off. The brown sugar granules exfoliate skin. Maple syrup locks in moisture, and coconut oil contains lauric acid for extra hydration, she explains. Store any leftover scrub in the fridge for up to 2 weeks. And for your face, Honey Berry Glow. In a blender, puree a handful of raspberries with 1 tablespoon honey until smooth. Apply a thin layer to your face and leave on for 15 minutes, then rinse off. Raspberries contain hydroxy acids and enzymes that slough off dead skin cells, resurfacing and smoothing your skin. Plus, honey boosts hydration, Wright says. From Good Housekeeping, blue cheese and blueberry pizza. Active time is 10 minutes, total 20, plus cooling. Cornmeal for dusting. A quarter of a small red onion, thinly sliced. 1 teaspoon balsamic vinegar. 1 teaspoon olive oil. Half a teaspoon thyme leaves, chopped, plus more for sprinkling. Kosher salt. Half cup of blueberries. All-purpose flour for dusting. 1 pound of refrigerated pizza dough at room temperature. 4 ounces thinly sliced provolone cheese, about 6 slices. 1 ounce blue cheese crumbled for sprinkling. Heat pizza oven to 750. It says 750. Sprinkle pizza peel with cornmeal. In bowl, toss onion with vinegar, oil, thyme, and a quarter teaspoon salt. Toss with blueberries. Don't worry, there's another option besides the pizza oven if you don't have one. On lightly floured surface, shape pizza dough into a 12-inch round or oval and place on prepared peel. Top dough with provolone, leaving a half-inch border, then scatter with the blueberry mixture. Slide pizza into pizza oven and cook, turning occasionally until crust is browned all around and on the bottom, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer pizza to a wire rack and let cool at least 5 minutes. Sprinkle with blue cheese and additional thyme if desired before slicing and serving. And this serves 4. And conventional oven directions. Place the pizza stone or baking sheet in oven and heat oven to the highest temp possible without broiling. Prepare pizza as directed and slide onto the pizza stone or sheet and bake until crust is browned all around and on the bottom, 12 to 15 minutes. From Real Simple, lemon pistachio bars. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time, 5 hours and 15 minutes. And it makes 20 bars. Don't let this clue you out here, the 5-hour thing. We need cooking spray. 9 ounces unsalted shelled pistachios. You can substitute in walnuts for the pistachios. This is about 2 cups plus 2 tablespoons, plus a quarter cup chopped for topping. Half cup granulated sugar. 4 tablespoons cornstarch divided. 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt divided. Half cup or 1 stick unsalted butter softened. 6 lemons, 8 large eggs, 2 14-ounce cans sweetened condensed milk, and flaky sea salt for topping. Preheat oven to 350 with rack in the center position. Coat a 13-by-9-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Line with parchment paper, leaving 2 inches of overhang on long sides. Process shelled pistachios, sugar, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, and a quarter teaspoon kosher salt in a food processor until finely ground. Add butter. Pulse until mixture comes together. Transfer pistachio mixture to prepared baking dish. Using damp fingers or an offset spatula, spread mixture in an even layer on the bottom and about a quarter inch up the sides of the dish. Bake until lightly golden, 12 to 14 minutes. Let cool in baking dish on a wire rack for 20 minutes. Zest and juice, 5 lemons to yield 2 tablespoons zest and 1 cup juice. Place zest and juice in a large bowl. Whisk in eggs, condensed milk, and remaining 2 tablespoons cornstarch and half teaspoon kosher salt. Pour lemon juice mixture over the crust. Bake until filling is just set, 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool completely in baking dish on a wire rack about an hour. Cover and refrigerate until firm, another 3 hours. Sprinkle with chopped pistachios and flaky sea salt. Zest remaining lemon over the top before slicing. From Good Housekeeping, seared steak with blistered tomatoes and green beans. Active time is 25 minutes, total 25 plus resting time. We need a half pound of green beans, 1 pint cherry or grape tomatoes, 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1 1.5-inch thick strip steak, about 12 ounces, 4 cloves of garlic, unpeeled, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, 1/4 of a small red onion, finely chopped. Heat oven to 450. On large-rimmed baking sheet, toss green beans and tomatoes with 1 tablespoon oil and a pinch each of salt and pepper. Roast until vegetables begin to brown, 10 to 12 minutes. Meanwhile, in medium cast iron skillet on medium, heat 1 teaspoon oil, seasoned steak with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook with garlic until browned, 3 minutes per side. Transfer skillet to oven along with vegetables and roast to desired doneness, 3 to 4 minutes for medium rare steak. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest at least 5 minutes before slicing half. In a bowl, combine vinegar, remaining tablespoon oil, and a pinch each salt and pepper. Stir in onion. Serve sliced steak with half of vegetables. Spoon half of vinegar-onion mixture on top. Refrigerate remaining vegetables, steak, and marinated onions for lunch the next day. This serves 1. And then, next day lunch, steak, white bean, and veggie salad. In a bowl, toss leftover vinegar onion mixture with 1/2 cup canned white beans, which have been rinsed. Then, toss with leftover steak, tomatoes, and green beans, and 3 cups mixed greens. So, 1 set of ingredients, 2 meals. Not a bad day, right? From Woman's Day, Dalgona Coffee. 5 minutes active time. Total time is 10 minutes. This serves 1. We need 2 tablespoons instant coffee, 2 teaspoons sugar, 2 tablespoons boiling water, 1 cup of ice, and 1/2 cup of milk. In a heat-proof bowl, using a handheld mixer with whisk attachment on low, mix instant coffee and sugar. Add boiling water, mixing to dissolve, then mix on high until mixture is thick and foamy and soft peaks form, 1.5 to 2 minutes. Combine ice and milk in a tall glass. Dollop and swirl whipped coffee mixture on top. Stir before drinking if desired. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.